Episode 1235, Softly Spoken.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy,
by,
happy day. I hope that you had a very enjoyable Memorial weekend, maybe getting a head start on summer vacation. Today is Inspiration Motivation Day, and it's all about Softly Spoken. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter. They keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. A softly spoken wish upon a star. A dream that can come true. A hope that beckons your name. A journey of an adventure. Everything that is good doesn't have to come with pomp and circumstance, loud celebrations, and screams of joy. In fact, a lot comes with a softly spoken nudge to the heart, one that wakes up your senses and soothes your soul. A hope vibrating deep within your being, tingling you from head to toe. Well, as you know, we were coming back home from graduation celebration. My daughter decided that she would walk even though she graduated early in January. And so it was a long trip back up north, and then we were headed down south. And oddly, it was kind of weird because we went to extreme heat up north to just a very comfortable heat down south. I think it's a little bit backwards, but that had me kind of pondering and thinking, and my thoughts were going, and all the boys, we had two cars going, and the boys were in one car. Well, I was driving with the boys, and then my two girls were in another car. So we're headed down south, and I noticed that there, you know, the sky was beginning to change, and I actually saw light coming from behind a cloud, and it was approaching dusk. And I was like, boys, do you think that's the moon? Because I was a little turned around as to, you know, where we were and, you know, were we going more southeast? Are we really going due south? You know, where's the moon lane, et cetera, et cetera. And I wanted to strike up a conversation. I was a little bit bored being on the road for I don't know how many hours we were there at this point, but we were in the state of Arkansas, and Arkansas is a beautiful state. And I was just beginning to notice how everything was changing in the sky. And then all of a sudden, it was the brightest and biggest shooting star I had ever seen. My boys, including my hubby, did not see it. I quickly grabbed my phone to call the girls. And to my delight, yeah, they saw the shooting star too. And it was just before dusk. You know, the sun was setting with the white fluffy clouds fading as nighttime was closing in. You know, the perfect shade of blue and hues of white. There was this bright light that started high in the sky and gently fell. It felt like forever, and it was so breathtaking. The clarity was off the charts. I wanted to stop the car and sit in the moment, but with too many hours left to go, I held on to the moment as each mile marker passed. Had I not been paying attention to what was happening around me, being observant and alert to my surroundings, I would have missed such a beautiful sight. You got to understand that this star came out of basically nowhere, and it wasn't a dark sky. It wasn't, you know how shooting stars look so much brighter at night. This hadn't even really hit dusk yet, but it was getting close. It wasn't completely sundown or anything. There was still light in the sky. And like I said, the moon appeared to be glowing through the clouds. It was just an interesting twist of how it all looked. And I wish I had my camera going, because from just barely a twinkle sparkle, it caught my eye. And all of a sudden, as it began to fall, it got brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. But it was still yet so calming and quiet, softly spoken. And as my husband would say, I would have missed my wish upon a star, softly spoken just for me. Hope comes in many different ways. Just like our sponsor, Health, Hope, and Inspiration, with Reverend Percy McCray, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Almost everyone has been affected by cancer in some way, maybe even someone you love. But there is hope for anyone facing cancer. On the weekly podcast, Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McCray talks with wellness professionals, doctors, pastors, and everyday people who share their expertise, experiences, and stories of hope. Take a moment to visit healthhopeandinspiration.com and subscribe to the free weekly podcast, Health, Hope, and Inspiration. We all need hope in our days because our busyness can just wear us down. It can tear apart our hearts. It can ruin relationships. Even coming off of Memorial Weekend, a time of celebration and remembrance, honoring those who went before us, they had dreams. And I'm sure they saw many shooting stars. But I got to ask you, how do you see your opportunities today? Where do you look for your dreams to chase? I believe we get caught up in the pomp and circumstance with the hope that what we are supposed to be chasing comes in like a bowl, the strike of lightning telling us every turn. But honestly, it comes with searching long and hard, a journey softly spoken, the whisper of a heart that says this is where you want to go. Today, I want to encourage you to live your life softly spoken. Be alert to the little things that come your way. Open your heart to the gentle whisper from afar, the nudge that fills you with joy. Notice also, though, the interruptions that disturb the flow of what you are searching for. They, too, can be softly spoken, a distraction to lead you astray. In the calm of the morning, feel your heartbeat. You are worthy. In the quiet of the night, feel your spirit rest. You are worthy. Dreams do come true, and most happen in the still of your life. Today is your day. Be in tune with the gifts placed in your path. Be present, be incredible, and most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Go look for your softly spoken shooting star. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.